Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's, to get close to Allah, to get near to Allah. Allah ta'ala has given us many, many amal, many actions, worship actions and deeds, and to implement these actions, it's not difficult. Allah ta'ala has given us actions according to our capacity, according to our abilities, and if we implement those actions, then Allah ta'ala allows the person, the servant, to get close to him. There's such an amal, an action, which the Quran time and time again repeatedly mentions. Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's azim, greatest blessed habit, and all of the ashab, the noble companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are also familiar and aware and used to practice this. And Allah ta'ala stated that this is such an amal that a person who implements this action becomes very close to me. Qareeb, Allah ta'ala says, and becomes my beloved. But on top of this, Allah ta'ala has also said that this action is easy, it is simple, an individual can do it very easily, the paths have been opened up, but it's sad to see, and Allah Ta'ala has stated this, that very few people implement this action, very few people will implement this deed that can give all of these great and positive results. And what is that amal? That in our everyday life, we see this opportunity, it confronts us every day. And that is to do shukr, to be grateful. To be grateful, to do shukr. Look, this is such a big action, this is such a great amal, that if an individual is grateful, Rasulullah has done dua that Allah make me your grateful servant. And an individual then gets very close to Allah, Allah becomes very close to that person, Allah gives great rewards as a result of that. And the greatest ni'mah, the gift, the reward that Allah bestows on that person who's grateful, is that he becomes mutma'in, he becomes mutmain, he becomes satisfied with his hal. Because remember, a human being is never content. Inside us we have a habit that we are never content or fully satisfied. Our heart keeps on asking for more. We're sitting down to eat, then our stomach will fill, but the intention continues to drive us to eat. Same way, everyday actions, wealth, you can count money, count, you start to tire counting the money, but you want more money. You want more money, isn't it? This is the nature of the human being. But when an individual becomes the grateful servant of Allah, then the first sign is that he becomes mutmain. He becomes content, satisfaction. He doesn't desire more and more. Hunger is not there. Tell me, if a person has got qanaat, who's got contentment, peace of heart, and the sabr, and he has this feeling that I'm satisfied now, I'm happy, my mind, my stomach, everything's full, so then how will he do wrong actions? How will he go towards sin if he is content? Why will he do wrong actions? Why will he leave the salah of Allah? Why would he ignore or eliminate or reject the faraid, the compulsory actions? For us, the faraid and the orders of Allah that are rejected is because we are not content. We are not satisfied. We say that we are seeking Allah, but we put Allah Ta'ala's orders behind us. We say, no, first, let me do this first. Let me just fulfill. I've got a target of 1,000. I haven't completed it. Forget it. I'll pray Salah afterwards, Qada. Look at this. And despite this, Allah Ta'ala has given us money at home, and we've got the ration of food for a month, and the men and the women folk of the home have got clothes, and after they die, you'll have to give sadaqah of those clothes, charity, that you don't get an opportunity to wear them in your lives even, our lives. So, the individual who becomes grateful to Allah, who does shukr, then alhamdulillah, he becomes the mahbub servant of Allah, the beloved servant of Allah, and then Allah gives him the greatest ni'mah. Allah gives him the greatest reward, that he is then content. And the person who is then content, he doesn't need to take sleeping pills, tranquilizers, his sleep does not get disturbed, he doesn't run after suicide, killing himself because he's upset or so-called depressed. You know, the most cowardly individual in the dunya is that individual who has got the valuable, precious life, and shaitan makes him so weak that he says, oh, let me eliminate this life of mine. And shaitan says, and shaitan whispers to that person that, take your own life. And imagine this. And what is this a sign of? That the individual is ill, that he doesn't have aql. wisdom. Allah Ta'ala says, become the grateful servant of mine. And if we are not grateful, then such a big ni'mah that Allah Ta'ala wants to give to us, will it come again, the life? Will this opportunity come again? Will these breaths come again? And how Allah Ta'ala has given us rewards in this life. Pray tahajjud, salah, do dhikr, recite Quran, go on umrah, hajj, remember Allah, and speak good things, do good things. What a great, precious life Allah has given to us. We can earn every minute. And even if we don't do anything, if on every footstep we say, Subhanallah, the tree of Jannah is growing for you continuously. And it's so easy. But will life come again? No. The day that went yesterday, will it come back again today? No. But we become so cowardly, so we hear this regularly. Oh, I felt like I was so down. I felt like taking my own life. And what's behind that? And it's nothing. If you just analyze, he's got some issues. Someone said something bad against him. Or somebody opposed him. He falls into depression. And then bad thoughts come to mind. And he starts to think of taking his own life or her own life. So what do we think? Okay, let's be the shakir. Let's do Allah Ta'ala shukr. And if we get to Allah Ta'ala, Allah's given us some ni'mah, we say, Alhamdulillah, Allah shukr, I'm grateful to you. And if we open the fridge door, we take our cold water, shukr alhamdulillah, Allah, grateful to you. And if we were hungry and we have some food, we say, shukr alhamdulillah, I'm grateful to you, Allah, you give me food. And is that it? Okay, that's good enough even if we do this. But we define this as shukr. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala says this is nothing special. Every man can do this. But the actions that Allah Ta'ala is demanding, that there are very few people who will be the grateful servants of mine. And what is this? Who is the grateful servant? How does he demonstrate being grateful? That even if he's surrounded in problems, difficulties, illnesses, and loans have surrounded him, and there's poverty at home, and he's upset. And then he says, Allah, I'm grateful to you. I'm grateful to you. Subhanallah. The Sahaba Karam, the noble companions, radiyallahu anhum, Allah be pleased with them, their unique characteristic and quality is that we see their sujood, their prostration, their dhikr. But internally, the safa they had that made them very close to Allah, through which Allah Ta'ala became happy with them. What was that? If we look closely and analyze, then we cannot imagine in our lives today, in this day and age, tell me that if, for example, if you go into a house in the desert, look at the temperature of the desert, and we see the hot desert sands, and the heat, it comes off the surface of the sand dunes and it travels across the air. I've gone to the environment that when a person, for example, puts water on the ground, then that boils and heat, steam comes off the surface of that water in the desert. There's no cold water, there was no shelter, there were no cold fountains and streams, and they didn't have any nice surface to do sujood on. They didn't have libas to wear, they didn't have clothes to wear, they didn't have Life Boy soap, nice soap and shampoo, then I'll have a bath. So when I look at that nation, that generation of the Sahaba. So then how did Allah Ta'ala define them as the grateful servants? Was every companion had this quality, that he was the grateful servant of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Subhanallah. So here I want to mention a point in passing, is that a person does get illnesses in life or difficulties and worries. So if an individual becomes the grateful servant of Allah, alhamdulillah, then he does not need any medicine, worldly medicine. So how should we be the shakirin? How should we be grateful? So now we've realized that when we get a ni'mah in the world, we say alhamdulillah loudly, shukr Allah. If we have a son who's born into the house, alhamdulillah. If we get a house, alhamdulillah. But I've never seen someone say, I've got a headache, alhamdulillah. No, they don't say alhamdulillah. This is not the action of being of shukr, of being grateful. When a person is doing shukr, then the action, the actual quality of that action, it changes. Yes, the condition of the action changes. He's being grateful, but the condition changes. So we shouldn't say, I'm severely ill, alhamdulillah. This is not being grateful, is it? What sort of gratefulness is this? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes along with the nature of a person. For obviously, if I am severely ill, or if I'm severely hungry, then will I say alhamdulillah? If a person says alhamdulillah in that condition, then he is faking it. He is faking it. No sahabi did this. I'll tell you an ajeeb thing here. Never did this occur. Never. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never did this. Never. But this is the nature of the human being. That from the top, I've got a high temperature, 103 degrees, I've got a headache, and I'm sweating, and someone says, how are you? I say, alhamdulillah. This is drama. This is faking it. This is not correct. So a person is grateful in that condition, but what is the action of being grateful? Say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. This is what we need to think about. That's when a person realizes that he is watching somebody who's grateful to Allah. Okay, for example, we've got distress, worries, problems at home, business is not flourishing, it's going downhill, and all problems are occurring with us. Then how do we get grateful to Allah at that time? MashaAllah. Then the condition of being grateful changes. Yes, so then instead of saying, oh, alhamdulillah, I'm happy, you exercise sabr. When a person has sabr and he exercises sabr, implements patience, then that individual becomes the grateful servant of Allah. How should he be patient? That he is ill, he's sweating, high temperature, hands and feet are cold. All of this has happened to me, yeah? And then a person comes and says, Hazrat, how are you feeling? So what will I say to that person? First, I will look at the ni'mas of Allah. And after looking all of the ni'mas of Allah analysis, I won't complain, I won't lie. I'll say, alhamdulillah, grateful to Allah. But I've got a little bit of pain in my stomach. The tabiyat, my feeling today is a little bit weak. But Allah Ta'ala is the one who will give His karam and mercies, and He will give the cure. Do dua that Allah Ta'ala's fadl comes, and the cure comes. This is also a maqam. Remember, so no complaint to Allah, no complaint. And he's explaining his condition, his negative condition of illness. He says that this is my condition, it's like this. So at that time, at whichever time in life when a person experiences difficulties and he knows his position, then at that time what should he do? He should do sabr. He should be patient. And he should create the condition of sabr within his heart and mind and body and life. And then when he exercises sabr, patience, then most definitely he becomes the obedient servant of Allah. So what is sabr? That any problem, worry, issue that comes, you can cry over it, shriek, oh, I'm finished, oh, I've lost. For example, if you have a turnover, and if the turnover decreases 10%, no, today I didn't enjoy it. Oh, today was a very bad working day, the business went downhill. What happened? Only 10 pounds less did he earn. I'll tell you the truth. I used to do business, I used to laugh when I saw people this, oh, you know, this year the Christmas sale wasn't good, the turnover wasn't high, I didn't enjoy it. Last year the Christmas, oh, we had a lot of sales, but this year, well, how much difference? He said, no, I've done all of the accounts, and last year compared to this year, I had £100 more last year, and £100 less this year. I'm telling you the truth. And I thought for a moment, subhanAllah, £100 difference in your turnover year to the next year, and you have thrown away all of the ni'mas of Allah because you are not grateful, and you're saying you've not attained anything. So my brothers, the illnesses, the problems, the worries, the difficulties, all of the issues of the life that we are living, Allah Ta'ala says that I give these to you to elevate your status, and you should be grateful. And how do we become grateful at that time when we've got problems? Is we should demonstrate sabr, exercise sabr, patience. And what is sabr? Don't make noise, don't cry out loud, don't complain to anyone, don't ask people for any, don't ask from people, don't rely and trust on the medicine or the doctor. Who should you have tawakkal on? In tawakkal Allah. Trust in Allah. Whenever Allah Ta'ala wants, He will give. No point crying out, shouting out, screaming out, and just bear the difficulty and have sabr, have patience. That's it. What happens then is that when the person starts to bear and persevere, and he considers this as a test from Allah, then alhamdulillah becomes the grateful servant of Allah. And then what is the demonstration of sabr? That even at the time when he's ill, people are feeling pity on him, and he's lying down and he's enjoying. I tell you the true condition and feeling. People say, oh, he's distressed, he's in a bad state. Look, he's got tubes going into his body, and tube through his nose, through his nostril, in his stomach. But in his heart, he's remembering Allah, he's reciting the Qur'an. Various wufas, half of the Qur'an, in this maqam, where they're ill on the bed, they're reciting Qur'an. I said, how are you? And they say, mashallah, I was ill for a week. Allah shukr, grateful. Am I told that I completed one Quran, hafiz of Quran? That's the benefit. If we don't take benefit of being hafiz, then we're wasting the opportunity. So the grateful servant of Allah, how does he become grateful to Allah? The condition of his gratefulness changes, and it's been transformed and changed to sabr and patience through all the difficulties of life. So my brothers, we should not fear, be upset, and to be happy just when we're happy, and when the chips are down, then we're upset and we complain. No, we should be happy with Allah in all conditions, all environments. Allah, I'm grateful to you. You've kept me like this. I don't know tomorrow what will happen to me, but however I am in the world, please be pleased with me, and may I be pleased with you as well. And no complaints, no criticism, no complaints. That's how it should be. We should just have tawakkal Allah, trust in Allah. If Allah has done this, allow this to occur, that's fine. So this is called sabr. And when we don't have sabr, Yes, and we don't have sabr on an issue like a disease or an illness. Oh, I'm going to take my own life. I've been to here and back, and it's too much for me. And shaitan influences him and whispers in his ears and gives wasawis. Then he should stop suddenly. If, for example, the tasawwul has come, you're trying, you're not attaining what you want, inshallah, no problem. No problems. Look at the life of Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions. We see their lives, their blessed lives, how what great companions they were, and the great lives that they lived. And no Sahabi on his tongue, did he ever show a lack of patience, or did he complain or criticize? Look at the severe conditions that to go through in their lives, that in the severe heat, in the severe heat, they had to struggle and strive, and not one Sahabi would complain. If they got even the seed of the date, they would suck it and they would share it. Have we seen until today that person, his hunger is extinguished due to date? But 15, 20 Sahabi were sitting and they're all sucking the date stone, the seed, and the enjoyment is there. Allah Ta'ala instilled the taste of paradise onto that date stone. And we are feeling pity on them. But no, because they were grateful and they didn't say, oh, this is not just injustice and we don't have anything to eat. They never considered that Allah Ta'ala's decision, astaghfirullah, never put a question mark. Why is this happening to me? Rather, they would blame themselves. They would do istighfar in abundance. They would look towards their own sins. That is definitely my fault, my Mawla, that due to my fault, my mistake, that these issues are happening in my life, in my prostration, this mistake, in my salah, this mistake. Definitely I've done wrong, Allah, that negative issues are popping up in my life now. When the negatives come in my life, we say, oh, I pray salah, I do dhikr, I'm meant to be pious, I'm this and that. And then why have I got problems and difficulties? And then we throw away the practice in the deen and we turn away from the deen. Yes, and we waste all of the actions we've done. And after dying, if we're not satisfied, then where will we go? Is qabr the grave Jannah? If we die, is qabr Jannah? Are we free from punishment? We have to give the answers when we go to the hereafter, straight after death. So this is also today, in today's society, this has become a problem amongst people in their mentality. Shaitan has attacked the mindsets of people. Reason being, we are not grateful servants of Allah. We don't do shukr. We're not grateful. Why am I ill? Because I'm not grateful. Why do I steal? Because I'm not grateful. Why am I greedy? Because I'm not grateful. These are the reasons. And this is the root cause of the person who has problems in life. And if a person is grateful to Allah, then Allah gives rewards to that people. So this is a great path to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember this, that person should be grateful to Allah, be the shakir, he should do shukr on the ni'mas of Allah. If he gets, he should be grateful. If problems come, then he should remember Allah and be patient and shouldn't complain or criticize. He shouldn't do any actions, rather he should go more into sujood, more into sajda, more into prostration, and beg to Allah more and cry to Allah more. Oh Allah, everything comes from you. I'm in front of you. I can only ask you, who else can I ask? Subhanallah. But don't make complaints. Oh, this person's died, that person's died, I've lost out, I've lost everything. Allah Ta'ala doesn't like this. And never can that individual attain something when he cries and complains. Allah Ta'ala stops the risk going through from that door, the door. So these are the words that we've discussed today. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. And this is a common thing in life. We have illness and problems and difficulties. We are all confronted with this in life. But don't be upset. Look, if somebody becomes ill, yes, he's ill. He's ill. So why does he leave the tasbih from the hand? Can he not recite Durood Sharif? He can recite Durood Sharif. He should. Can he recite Surah Fatiha? Can he recite La ilaha illallah? Can he recite Subhanallah? Of course he can. So lying down, ill, recite these things, Durood Sharif and all these verses, and keep on reading, keep on reciting. It's not this that the illness comes, we leave the deen of Allah, leave the ibadah. What do? If the illness comes, and then we leave it. Oh, you're so ill, I can't go to pray salah, I can't do sujood, prostrate. But you can put a tasbih in your hand, can't you? Or can you not? In illness, definitely put the tasbih in your hand, because when shaitan invites, then the tasbih continues to run in your hand. In our hands, Allah, 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 Allah. We can just say Allah, Allah, Allah. That's it. Keep it simple. Allah, 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 Allah. But we are not able to do this because we have not got sabr, patience. We are ungrateful. And in that condition, from our mouths, we don't have that feeling that we want to say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, or do the dhikr of Allah, remember Allah. And this is adab. That's the time to remember Allah. When a person's got worries and problems, difficulties, issues, rather there's a meaning of a hadith. It's stated that this is the enjoyment. This is the enjoyment, that when you're surrounded by difficulties and issues and you're immersed in problems, then Allah Ta'ala says, at that time I remember you. If you call out to me, I am there for you. Allah Ta'ala says, I'm waiting for that time, my servant. If you call out to me, you call out to me, plead to me, this is the time for you to call to me, to reach out to me. Allah Ta'ala says, then I listen to your call and I make the problems distant from you. I make the issues distant from you. Allah Ta'ala says, I'm very close to you if you want to remember me. But at the time of difficulties, we leave Allah, we forget Allah, we leave the dhikr of Allah. Is this not the case, brothers? So may Allah Ta'ala make us grateful servants of His. And this is a great, great achievement if we do this. And a person should keep on analyzing himself and correcting himself. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.